TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week, I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this.
All right, I'm going to look her up because it's really annoying me that I can't remember her name right now.
I think it's like Gina something.
Gina Carano.
We did it.
We did it, everybody.
We successfully came up with the name of a pretty popular actress.
Yeah.
We're the best.
Yep.
Yeah, but like Kim Kardashian isn't famous for ruining joy.
I mean, isn't she though?
From what I understand, there was a lot of joy brought to the person in that tape.
Andy, would you have wanted us to? Would it have made a difference? I mean, I'm sure you would have enjoyed it.
Were you surprised that we didn't?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, maybe that's a better question.
Oh. And when you hear this sound. That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
3, 2, 1, cock. Welcome to TanCast. I'm Tim, the tardy T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the, I don't know what, A, acceptably on time.
I'm Noah.
I was on time. You know how I do. In the end of TanCast. That's the letter I am. That's the letter I represent.
That's what I bring to the table. I bring it in. Can't promise much more than that.
I feel like we should call attention to Andy's muted tones. And explain them away for our listeners.
Yep. I have a
big
headset
penis.
In.
Yeah. Oh.
Adequate. Got that adequate energy. I'm at my brother's house for Thanksgiving. So I don't have my regular headset with me. I'm just tucked into a corner in their guest room. And going to make do. Got to keep this one short so I can go back out and be with the family. Make sure my son doesn't run amok. As he will tend to do.
That's what sons tend to do. And I should point out, I was late because my sons are currently staying with my mother. And so there was nobody to wake me up or keep me up today. So I was like, just lounging in bed, like, oh, I got tons of time. Shit, it's 9! This is what your life is like every Saturday, huh, Noah?
He just it's pretty glorious. I'm not going to lie.
I'll get up whenever I want to. It's like, oh, you know why I'm going to wake up? Because I'm done sleeping. That's why I'm going to wake up.
I mean, that is how you do it sometimes. You're like, I'm done sleeping, so I'll just get up now. I mean, or I'll just lay in bed longer because even though I'm done sleeping, I don't got any place to be.
I mean, not going to lie, like once my son figured out that he likes to play video games that I don't like to play, and that if he doesn't wake me up, he can probably play Minecraft longer in the mornings. That's kind of how my weekend mornings go now.
Nice. So how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
It was decent. Short. Actually, wound up doing some work yesterday, which sucked.
I mean, I did some work yesterday because I had to work yesterday, so it was expected.
Theoretically, I had the day off.
Ah, well, then that does suck. Mm-hmm.
And then it was, hey, can you do this short amount of work? We'll do all this prep work for you, and then you just have to pick that prep work up and do the last little bit that only you can do.
I'm wait, like, wait, cool. Can I interrupt you? Because yeah. I bet they didn't do that prep work?
Yeah.
I'm so good.
Well, they did.
It's almost like you played this game before, Chip.
It's called Andy's Shitty Coworkers, and you never go wrong betting on shittiness.
It's not my shitty coworkers. I don't
know. Well, who didn't
coworkers.
Do the prep work?
I have good coworkers. It's so people that I'm working with who are working with other people. So it's like many times removed from me were the people who are responsible for getting this prep work done properly. So we explained, okay, this prep work needs to be done exactly this way. And the people turned around and explained, okay, this prep work needs to be done exactly this way. And the people turned around and went, okay, we'll just do whatever the fuck we want. and then turned it in. And the people who were like telling them you need to do the prep work, like took a glance at it and were like, I mean, good enough. And they handed it to me. I'm like, good enough means like 5 hours of my time instead of, you know, like 30 minutes.
Bastardos.
Some muerte. That's
all I got. So, I sent a couple of emails yesterday too. I was like, hey, this can't happen. Like, this is wrong. And then like 5 minutes later, also this is wrong. And then like 3 hours later, also this, and this were wrong.
And also I hate you and I hate your ass face. No, you didn't say that?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, next time.
That's not the sort of thing one does in a professional situation, Tim.
Not one thing. Not the sort of thing Andy does, apparently.
One helps other people do better. Not talk
you
to
shame
them about
their
ass
You
faces.
Shame them to their faces, if possible. It's the American way.
It's how it's been done. It's how it's always been done. It's how it's always been done.
It's how my daddy did it. How his daddy did it. That's why we aren't invited to a lot of places. Noah, did you do any work in yesterday?
No. I do not. I'm like, I'm just going to not do anything. Oh, I watched some crappy movies. That's what I did.
Like, I mean, intentionally yeah, crappy, crappy? Or they, like, you're like, oh, I'm going to watch this crappy movie just for funsies. Or I'm going to watch this movie. Oh, it turned out to be crap.
Well, I knew it wasn't going to be great. I watched Men in Black International and Dark Phoenix.
Noah texted me a spoiler, I guess.
I get maybe I just didn't pay attention or I just forgot. I mean, that's why I like to wait to watch movies. I forget the stuff.
He texted me a plot point that was revealed in the trailers that he seemed surprised by. I'm like, where have you been, dude? For Dark Phoenix, I should say.
Do you know this plot point, Andy?
I don't know.
Okay.
I was like, I'm being vague, so he may not know.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, I figured that's why you were, but I was like, you know, maybe he would just suss out there's like a spoiler. Like, oh, that would be it. Yeah, didn't catch that at all. I was like, oh, all right. Really? Oh, okay. That's what's happening. All right, cool. Yeah, you know what? I know Men in Black... Two was like didn't get good reviews, but man, I found it entertaining. Like,
well, what happened?
Will Smith's jokes were like hilarious to me.
Hold on, we just lost Andy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Oh, he's back.
Son of a bitch.
What happened?
You're right?
I picked up my phone to check and see if my wife was on her way back to Chattanooga. And I dropped my phone, and apparently it hit a bunch of random keys on the side of my keyboard, including the one that quit the tab that was open on my browser.
Oh.
So we lost all of the beginning of my episode. So to reintroduce myself, I'm Andy, the A in Mancast. Good to talk to all of you.
Let me stop this recording then, and we'll start again. And we're back.
Yep.
From outer space.
I just came here
to find you here without
a look on your face
or
something. You gotta look. It was on your face. I don't know. Something was going on with your face.
You guys are goofy.
Well, yeah, we do still have your audio, Andy. Everything's great.
Hey.
Zencaster, everybody. Worth the money.
Hey.
So, where were Noah's watching two. Oh, no. You were in the middle of talking about Men in Black 2, and the internet dropped out for me. You said, I know Men in Black 2 wasn't. And then Andy's like, oh, shit. So take it from there and go.
I know a lot of people didn't like the first Men in Black or second Men in Black. They got bad reviews, but Will Smith's comedy, he was funny to me in that movie. Like, he just cracked me up. Flush me, Kay. Yeah, you were just like, flush me. And I was like, nah. And then like the whole thing is like, that's what is wrong with you people? like when he's telling to move, like, you guys act like you've seen all, then a big old snake comes up, you don't know. It's just like just so much sarcasm. It just cracked me up.
Yeah, it has its moments.
And I love Rosario Dawson. I mean, you know what? She is just a charming lady.
But the I think Men in Black 2 was like head and shoulders better than Men in Black 3.
Yeah, I don't even remember Men in Black 3.
It was the third one.
Yeah, it was the one where there was the time travel and Jemaine Clement was the bad guy who just kept saying, agree to disagree.
And Thanos played young Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah. How old are you? I'm 27. You got some city miles on you.
And I love Vincent D'Onofrio's character in Men in Black 1.
Yeah.
It's just such a weird, over-the-top, like...
He was like, what would a bug walk like if it was inside a rotting man suit that was too small for it? Yeah. And then he did it, and you're like, yep.
And his voice. Like, it was just, yeah. Pure joy. But yeah, Men in Black International, I can't say what was wrong with it. It just didn't have something.
Do they explain away why Jay and Kay aren't in it?
No, I don't think they. No, I don't think they even touch upon that. Do they? You know, I will say I didn't fully watch it. It was just kind of like I'm gonna put this on the background while I do other things and kind of watch it. So I got the gist
always
of it.
The best way to watch a movie, Noah.
Get the full experience. So
there may have been some type of reference to them that I missed, but as far as I know, there was no big plot point of like, oh yeah, there's no here. It was just like a different branch, like. Well, this is the international branch.
1 second.
Bless you. You're welcome.
All right, I'm back. Wives be sneezing, yo.
Don't they, though?
So I don't know if my wife be sneezing. My wife is not currently in the same state as me. And I don't mean like conscious, unconscious. My cat, who nearly died 3 months ago, requires daily medication. And when we realized that our regular cat sitter would not be able to take care of him over the Thanksgiving weekend. And we realized how many hundreds of dollars it was going to cost to put him somewhere for like 3 or 4 days and have them give him his medication. I was like, well, shit, what do we do? And I was like, well, we don't live that far away. Yeah.
Isn't it like hours?
It's like an hour and a half. So, yeah. So
you drive him back and forth every day?
No. We gave him his meds on Thursday morning and then drove up and spent Thursday here. And then Friday night after dinner, my wife said goodbyes and drove home, gave him some meds. And then she waited until, I don't know, like about an hour ago to, you know, spread him out like 14 hours or whatever. And she's giving him some more meds now and heading back this way. And then we're either going home tonight or tomorrow. We're still trying to figure that out. But it's going to – so it won't be like, you know, every 24 hours. It'll be like every 36 hours and then every 14 hours. And then like it'll swing a little bit. But it's like extended release stuff. So
– oh, yeah.
So the main point is just to, you know, keep him above some like minimum level.
The extended release makes it better.
Yeah.
I got some extended release for you.
Like Sting.
Ooh, I had an extended release after Thanksgiving dinner.
We're not talking about the same thing.
No.
I'm not sure if you're aware, Andy, we're talking about two separate things.
No, but we're kind of the same thing. They both involve buttholes. Wait, do they? Maybe.
It both involves what?
Buttholes.
Oh.
Sorry. I could not shout that. Muffins.
I haven't seen anything. I saw Frozen 2, but I talked about that last time. It was good.
Nice.
I saw the latest episode of The Mandalorian, finally.
I have not started a Disney Plus thing because...
You suck.
Got so much other shit to watch, but I think we will at some point do the free week. I didn't realize that Disney is not doing The Mandalorian... like Netflix and Hulu, where it's like, here's a season. Yeah, so I didn't realize that The Mandalorian was just like trickling out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, we got away from this waiting a week stuff. That's the whole point of streaming.
No, it's not, because now I don't have to binge all of it in one weekend so to avoid spoilers on Monday. Now I can just, I watch one episode, and they're not even like hour-long episodes. I'm like, oh, great. Anybody wants to talk about it in the water cooler on Monday, I'm ready.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I did get, well, spoiler alert, but I did get the adorable sidekick.
Oh, yes. Now I can see that.
By the internet.
Oh, yes. I did not, but I watched it pretty well. I did not wait as long as you, Andy. The third episode was good. It's definitely turning into like, it's definitely following some tropes. Especially
what?
This episode.
A Star Wars entertainment following tropes? The devil, you say.
I know.
Next thing, you're going to have a trench run. Everything rhymes, Noah.
I'm glad they got some more ladies in episode 4.
Was there not enough ladies for you, Tim?
Nope. And it's that MMA chick.
That's, yes, it is.
That is a very demeaning way to refer to her, and I apologize. I just can't think of her name. And it's not Ronda Rousey before you say that.
No.
I forget her name because I looked her up, but she was in the movie Haywire.
Haywire.
Yep. Yes.
And also Deadpool.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I like her, but she kind of has Jerry Seinfeld acting in some parts where it seems like she's about to start laughing.
All right, I'm going to look her up because it's really annoying me that I can't remember her name right now.
I think it's like Gina something.
Gina Carano.
We did it.
We did it, everybody.
We successfully came up with the name of a pretty popular actress.
Yeah.
We're the best.
Yep.
Actress slash athlete.
We can remember famous people's names if you give us enough time.
Oh, you know what else I watched that I'm going to do for my Christmas podcast? This is a sclusy because we're recording it tonight.
Mm.
The Glow Friends Save Christmas.
Say who?
You don't remember the Glow Friends?
Say what?
It was a fucking Hasbro toy that glowed. It was just a fucking worm that glowed in the dark. They made a whole show out of it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I remember the glowing worm. I don't remember that there was a show.
And it's got, much like The Simpsons, it got kicked off with a holiday special. Well, it didn't start off with shorts on Tracy Ullman. Yo, it's a Tracy Morgan show.
Did you watch the Will Ferrell open for the SNL?
Hallelujah. I did. It was amusing.
Wait, are you doing Tracy Morgan right now? Oh, man. Funny stuff. Funny stuff.
Indeed.
So stuff I won't be able to say on my podcast about the Glow Friends Save Christmas. Fuck.
What?
It sucks.
Oh, just that. I think he said it.
It's like, Adrian? So Santa is about to head out and then like the Glow Friends are like, see you later. Cause apparently they live in the North Pole. And then there's apparently a Wicked Witch of the North Pole who wants to stop Santa. So she can become famous for being the one who stopped Santa. I was like, I don't think you know how fame works.
I mean, if Kim Kardashian can be famous, the Kardashians, they just made a hope he works.
Yeah, but like Kim Kardashian isn't famous for ruining joy.
I mean, isn't she though?
From what I understand, there was a lot of joy brought to the person in that tape. If anything, she's spreading joy. And her legs.
Tim.
She did.
Yeah.
It's facts. Actually, I don't know. Maybe did it doggy style. I didn't really see it.
I saw it.
Okay.
And I honestly actually don't remember.
Well, what are you going to do? Make a more memorable sex tape next time.
I will, Tim. I'm going to leak it to you guys.
And we'll be like, oh, no, that's not what leak means. I don't want to see that.
Oh, something's leaking, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
no,
why? I can't. It won't. It's not.
Leaking, guys.
So, like, as the plot is wrapping up, I look down at the YouTube counter, and it's only, like, 20 minutes into 40 minutes. I'm like, fuck. What's going to happen for the next 20 minutes? And then all of a sudden, credits, and then a whole new thing starts. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm done. I'm free! Fuck this shit! Apparently, this YouTuber put two episodes on one upload. I was like, you bastard. So, Glow Friends Save Christmas. Walk, don't run.
Away from it.
But I was like, well, this is something I was never in danger of covering on my own. So, yeah, let's do this.
Speaking of covering on my own, when my son came in to get some socks, I surreptitiously grabbed another open window and moved it over Noah's name on the recording.
I don't know why you would do that, Andy.
You think my son needs to understand that Noah's cock is so big?
I mean, I think he does.
Why do you think he needs to?
Because he's got to learn.
Because it's one of the things everybody needs to know about life.
I want to put some respect on my name.
Water is wet. The sky is blue. Noah's cock is big. These are facts.
Facts he needs to learn.
All right. Facts on wax. Not really. Also, Noah came and saw me this weekend. Or this week.
I did. We had lunch. I mean, we had dinner.
Because right after the last episode, my wife jumped on and forced Noah to show up.
No, I always love hanging out with you guys. Okay, we say it straight.
Get your story straight, Noah. Write it down first. It helps.
No, I love seeing you guys. The kids were very excited to see me. Like, actually, like, you know, you always tell me, like, oh, they're looking forward to you, and then they just barely talk to me. And now, no, I got lots of time. James loves to kiss on the cheek.
Yes, we're working on that.
I'm like, oh, okay, we're doing that now. All right, it's cool.
there was no part in Noah's story where he consented to it. Because that's the problem James is having.
I'm like, did I try and teach him consent? Like, oh, you should ask first. But all, I mean, yes, he should ask for consent. But I also think it's good. Yeah, it's good that he can show affection. You know what I mean? Not like being like, oh, I'm just going to be like, you know. I mean, you should be what you are, but like he should feel open to show his affection in a consentful manner.
Yeah, okay. That's
it is what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Is that what you're saying?
It was nice. We played some Mario. You know, games have gotten better, but they were also kind of hard back in the day.
Yeah, I was just talking to my brother about Battletoads. I'm like, do you remember that one mission where, like, you're on these speeder bikes all of a sudden out of nowhere, and, like, anything that you hit will kill you, and the game flashes them up on the screen so fast that, like, there's no time to respond. You basically have to just have muscle memory and die a bunch of times. And it's, like, well into the game. So it's, like, you get about halfway into the game, you got to do this one fucking mission, and it kills you. And so you start over the game and get to the same fucking mission and learn a little bit more of the pattern. And then eventually, like, you play it enough to have learned the pattern to be able to experience the rest of the game.
Yeah, I feel like games are much more forgiving these days of, like, mm-hmm. Gotta match a pattern, but you know, if you mess up a little bit, it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, it came up because Drew was playing some indie game on the Xbox that's like, he's like, the game's really hard. Like, it doesn't give you enough ammo, and like, you gotta like immediately start crafting things. You gotta make these hard choices. It's like, I'm like, this does not sound like a game I'd like. He's like, yeah, because you only like easy games. I'm like, I like plenty hard games, but like, I don't play games now. Like, I got so much other shit going on. I don't play games now for the game to punish me until I get good at the game. I play games now to enjoy playing the game. Right. If I don't sit down and enjoy playing the game, like, basically right away, fuck that game.
I know I put like 10 hours into it just so I can be like good at it. But yeah. Like, oh, now this is finally fun.
Yeah. I don't want to be like 10 hours in lying to myself like, oh yeah, this game is amazing. Like, the game really has to teach you its mechanics, and you have to adapt to the game. And then, you know, this world of wonder and beauty just opens before you like a flower. No, that would be me lying to myself because of the 10 hours I just sunk into the game, trying to convince myself it was worth it.
Yeah.
Tim knows what's up.
Yep.
For real, though.
On the for real, for real. My Thanksgiving was good.
Good.
Spend it with a lady friend and her friends, and yeah.
Yeah, you dip that gravy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You stuff that bird.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
You ate some pumpkin pie.
I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
You mashed some potatoes.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You glazed that ham.
Nope, no idea.
I spent a good amount of Thanksgiving going to the store.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
We heard the story. You're back at the store?
So, the first, every year I think, we need to get ice for drinks. And every year we get way more ice than we need for drinks, but there's no smaller container to get. So I just need to start remembering, okay, Thanksgiving is on Thursday. On Monday, I need to start freezing our own ice cubes and just building up a reservoir of ice in our freezer, and that will pretty much handle it. But so that was the first thing I ran and got, and then I think they had me get something else while I was getting ice. And then I came back, and then we realized that my mom had brought spinach dip, but somewhere between the store and the refrigerator, gone. So then I went to get spinach dip, and while I was there, I think I ended up getting a couple other things. We had different kinds of chips, and I can't remember what else I got. And then the third time, after the guests had arrived, the ones that said they were bringing drinks did not bring any alcohol, but asked for some. I'm like, do you not know what drinks means? I mean, yes, this orange Fanta is great, but unless Jesus is here, it's staying orange Fanta. So back to the store I went for some alcohol. And as I texted these guys, you know who's at the grocery store on Thanksgiving? Frantic women in yoga pants. I saw a lot of frantic women, saw a lot of yoga pants.
It was a good day.
Where's the muffins? Or whatever they were asking for, I don't know. Whereas me, I'm like, cool as a cucumber, baby. I'm like, oh, well, I'm pretty sure you have it. If not, what are you going to do? It's Thanksgiving. I'm not going to bother you about it. I'm sure not going to get in your face about it. I'll just wander the store till I find what I want.
Well, what if they have it, you just don't know where it is.
Psh, son, don't think I don't know my grocery store.
They do move stuff around.
Son, this ain't my first rodeo. I know my shit. Keep my grocery game tight, son. What a stupid flex.
Weird flex, but okay.
I'm ridiculous.
Tim got that tight grocery energy.
Let's see. No. I was going to like, anything else happened this week? I mean, I'm sure stuff did, but can't recall right now. I'm going to go see a movie today, Queen and Slim. I'm not sure if you guys have seen the trailers for it. It's got,
is that about Freddie Mercury and Eminem?
No. Oh, I see what you did there.
Zinga ding ding a dang dong.
Boop. It's got Michael Kaluuya? Get Out guy?
Okay.
Kaluuya.
What was that, Andy?
I think I just screwed it up too.
You suck.
Anyway, it's got him in it. It's got another actress I don't know.
Daniel Kaluuya.
That guy.
Oh. That's why somebody wrote a parody song of that Hallelujah song by that was in every movie for a while. Heard there was a sacred chord that Jesus played. Yep. And please, anyway, they wrote it all about that dude. And now I get the joke.
Kaluuya, Kaluuya.
Like, I think the first verse was about Get Out. Second verse was Black Panther. Third was Black Mirror. And the fourth was some movie that neither I nor apparently the author of the song really knew much about. But the chorus was all Dave Kaluuya.
Dan.
Whoever. Some dude.
He was an episode where they're running on the treadmill, right?
Yep.
Yes. He's blown up in the world.
And then while he was working on Black Panther with the gal who plays Shuri, he helped her with her audition to be on the episode Black Museum.
Oh yeah, that was a pretty good episode.
Very good, yeah. That was like, yeah. Both of those episodes were fantastic.
Enjoyable show in general.
We did it.
Yeah.
We watch things.
Hey, everybody. This popular and well-reviewed thing is...
popular.
And good. It's also popular with us. We agree with the masses. just putting it out there. I know. Mold breakers that we are. We also like puppies and kittens. Sunsets on the beach.
Sand sugar. Between our toes.
Yes. But not up in our cracks. Sand, stay away. Bad sand.
Oh, that's what we were going to talk about.
What?
So when I was hanging out with Danelle and Tim, they were she was saying that she was surprised we did not come visit you when your dad died. And I've been asking people, specifically men, I'm like, is that a thing I should have done? Is that like, and would Andy of Wood would have wanted that? And she's like, yeah, I would like, you know, when Rachel's grandmother dies, I'm going there. So I've been like, I'm like, Andy, would you have wanted us to? Would it have made a difference? I mean, I'm sure you would have enjoyed it.
Were you surprised that we didn't?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, maybe that's a better question.
Oh.
Or were you hurt that we didn't?
No.
Because I think Danelle was saying, she was saying like, yeah, like, you know, Rachel would be very hurt if I didn't. I'm like, oh. I'm like, is that a thing I should be doing? And I was talking about someone else. I'm like, yeah, he's like, I can understand if like, you know, he lives like, you know, not too far away. And like, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to come see how you're doing. But like, you got to like book a ticket and travel.
Yeah, that's because like she also mentioned like when my dad died when we were in L.A. And like, well, like, no, it had to come down, like drive all the way down. Like, we had a shitty little apartment back then. They couldn't have stayed with us. And now he's got to get an hotel. Now he's at a hotel in L.A. And what are we spending together? Maybe 8 hours tops. What's the rest of you going to do with this time? Just sit alone in a hotel in L.A.? Like, what am I doing down here? What's happening right now? Men think.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I always think of it as like, you know, my dad's funeral was like, it was for his family and his friends.
Well, that was the thing. Like, I didn't really know him that well.
Yeah.
Like, if you said, hey, Noah, like, I could really, like, you know, have you come down and visit, I'm having a tough time, I would totally come. Yeah. But it wouldn't be a thing I would just think about, like, oh, I should go do this.
Right. Yeah, no.
It's not even something that had occurred to me until you brought it up a couple of minutes ago.
All right. The 10 men united.
Yeah. I think men, you're, well,
you're equally shitty and clueless.
the men I've asked have like been generally on the same page of like, oh yeah, no, it's not something I would think to do or something I would expect someone to do.
Nah, dog, I don't fuck with that grief, dog. Nah.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys had been like, hey, we're coming, I would have been like, cool, see you when you get here. But when that didn't happen, it was in the same way that like also unicorns didn't appear and like it was unsurprising because it wasn't even a thing that I had thought about happening.
Well, it's like, you know, oh, you're in the middle of a trying grieving time. Now entertain some guests.
Yeah.
I guess that's how I look at it very much more practically in that way.
Yeah. And there is an aspect of that too, where it's like, yeah, someone else coming and, you know, telling you that they feel sorry for you is like, it's good, but there's like a limit to the number of times that you can hear that in a day when you're grieving.
I mean, theoretically, I could help like make dinner or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, crack some jokes.
Not that you'd want me to.
Cook dinner or crack jokes?
Either one.
Either, yeah. Both are going to leave a bad taste in your mouth.
I mean, unless I'm cracking jokes about the dinner.
That just gives you double diarrhea.
Enjoy the slop. Freshly squeezed feces.
Good times. Well, I should actually be wrapping it up and getting back out to my family.
Nah.
Yeah.
We got about an hour to go.
Okay. Well, you guys enjoy that.
Oh, yeah. I was so excited because it's going to be less editing because we were doing a shorter show.
Me and my phone.
You and your goddamned phone. So that's Tancast for this week.
Have a week.
Like to remind everybody to spay and neuter your Republican friends. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't isolate that clip and play it by itself.
Isolate it. Capture it. I'm going to play it on Fox. Never trust Tim to plan ahead and put all the stuff he needs in one place.
I don't think we talked about it on the show, about how when I was getting ready for today's show, all the parts that I needed to record the podcast were in different rooms in different places in the house.
I thought that was late. A Thanksgiving reference.
Yeah, because I was going to say, not today, one trip to the store.
Okay.
Your line is,
oh, yeah.
This week I hate.
This week I
anytime.
Hate. Anytime. Shit. I don't know what I hate this week.
Nailed it.
Yeah. I mean, Donald Trump. All the, forever. We'll just go with Donald Trump. This week I'm thankful that that motherfucker is going to get impeached.
All right. Tamcast. 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 Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week. Please. After show antics. Yay.
Yay. Boy, guys, we really did it. Noah's cock is so big.
I mean, I don't think we did that.
Let me tell you about this growth I found on my taint. Turns out I just didn't wipe enough.
Ish. Dude, you're gross.
I was just trying to like distill it down. Like, what is the most after showy antic? Like, it'll be about poop, and it'll be gross, and it'll be surprising.
Well, you did all three. Congrats! Yep.
Yay! I done it again. All right, hit that stop, Tim.
No, I'm going to hit stop instead. Okay. Hilarious! Oh, apparently I'm going to right click instead of clicking. What the hell? Stop it!